You're listening to Sleep Time's Over. With Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Moss.
I'm Eleka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Moss. Aloha.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Moss. Season 5, episode 6.
And with all the tension going on in the news locally,
yes, and nationally.
The mic is on.
Yep, mic's on.
Guam,
good to go.
Guam, no worry. Okay, Guam, no worries, bro.
There you go. Episode 6 of season 5. Guam, no worry.
No worry.
No worry.
Be all right.
We had other working titles. Guam is the bomb. Your mom's in Guam.
Your mom's in Guam could work.
Guam. You like that?
Just immediately went into
reggae
kind of a vocal
version, bro.
I don't know what that was from. Joanne.
That was for Ukulamak.
Alright, there you go. For
our reggae band.
John Davis.
Yeah, John Davis. We still gotta get him on the show.
Who knows where he is, bro?
Him and the rest of the Ukula, bro. Bring them all in. Doing like a live
panel discussion.
Panel discussion. Reggae in Hawaii.
Wow, yeah. What is the state of reggae in Hawaii?
Oh, I don't know. We ask him about Joai, you know?
We can ask him about Joai. Asher was on the anniversary show at the end. He was totally...
He was there. He was...
In another world.
I have no idea what he was talking about.
He didn't know what he was talking about, but it was entertaining. It was very entertaining. That guy, he's a funny guy. I like
Does
Asher.
Anybody know what he's talking
Shout
about?
Shout out to Asher Philip Park.
Oh, no, I love the guy. That's
good,
a great
fun
name,
guy.
Man.
That is. He's Filipino.
Philip Park.
Yeah, he's the most holiest Filipino in the world.
Is he pure Filipino?
Oh, I don't want to confirm that. I don't know. But
like
I know he's Filipino.
Like
yes.
Filipino, you know, because in Philippines, the lighter skin, they're Visayans. Did you know that?
Really?
Yep.
How do you know all these kind
of... Well, I'm part Filipino.
Chamorro, yeah. I guess. So, yeah, you get it.
Well, it's not Guamanian.
Yeah.
It's Chamorro.
There you go. Which was another working title for
yes.
the show.
It's Chamorro, not Guamanian.
Yes.
I learned that because the brothers Reyes, a.k.a. DJ Lagerwoods, a.k.a. Centric, a.k.a. DJ Memoirs.
There you go.
Are Chamorro. So that's what... And Fives is Chamorro.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's how I learned the right way to say it. Not Guamanian. Chamorro. Shout out.
That's great. This is informational stuff.
Man.
You need to be informative. Yeah, you know, that's what these shows partially are.
That's what it is.
So very good. Guam, you're all right.
Guam. Guam, it's okay.
Guam,
no worries.
Guam, no worries. Or no worries, Guam.
No worries.
Nah, Guam, no worries.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Anyway, so how was your week, bruh?
The week, well, we haven't done a weekly recap in a while.
Yeah, long time.
So let's just go with what has happened. We have to start with Saturday.
Okay.
Episode 2.
Yes.
Of Who's This Yahoo?
Oh, yeah. Let's
just cover this at the Light Sleeper store.
Smash hit.
Apparently it's a smash hit. I who'd have thought? We just did this as just a nobody's done it before.
Yeah.
We've never done a record. No one's ever done a record pricing show before.
A record pricing show, but named after nothing related to it.
Correct.
You'd be digging in the crates, pricing records.
Right. That,
you know, any kind.
No one's ever done that.
But it's Who's This Yahoo.
Exactly. Because it was called that way because we're pulling up a lot of gems, a lot of blasts from the past, right. Nostalgic hip-hop records come and gone that we have forgotten
right.
through the time. So we pick them up in 2017 and we're like, who this guy?
Let's just pull one out randomly
Let's
right
go.
Now.
We're going to pull out a random record.
And I bet you no one's going to know.
He's going to pull out right now. You see his hand? It's pulling.
Boom, boom, boom.
We got Brooke Valentine, D-Girl, Dope Girl, featuring Pimp C.
Hey,
a lot of girls.
Hey, rest in peace.
Who the hell is this?
Does anybody know this?
D-Girl.
I have no idea who it is.
That's not like D-Girl. Her name is D-Girl. Yeah. D-Girl.
Produced by...
Who's it produced by?
Deja, the great.
Deja. Well, Deja Vu, that record's still not going to be a hit.
I don't even know. It's good you played it.
$2.
Hot.
I got this as a promo.
Okay.
Pimp C's on there.
Yep.
That's the only claim to fame of this girl's record is Pimp C's on there.
That just shows you nobody knows that.
So once again, that's the example. So who's this Yahoo?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a damn about D-Girl. 2017, D-Girl is going to be probably in the plane going to the jail. Who knows?
Hey, bars.
There you go. How about it, huh?
600 views.
So that's just a sample.
Around 600 views on our Facebook.
Mm.
3 times over. So we'll have more of those things going on, maybe.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll figure it out,
bring
you know.
People, and we want to invite.
Shout out to.
Was there another?
Randy.
Yes, shout out to Randy.
He came in and got harassed.
Scrandy. That's Gage, the Japan star.
Yeah.
His sister?
DJ George.
DJ George, yes.
DJ to the Stars.
Yes. Sommelier was there.
Sommelier was there.
Yep.
And before that, the week before that, we had Zeus CrossFit came in.
Yes.
Shout out to J-Nats.
Yeah, CrossFit Zeus.
And his homie came through. So, I mean, if we got, I mean, I wouldn't mind a couple people, 3 to 4 people.
That's good.
Because, I mean, shout out to people that buy stuff. So, if you come to be a studio audience, this is cool, but, you know, maybe try and leave with something.
$20 minimum.
$20 minimum.
Just like Korean Bob.
2 drinks, bro.
There you go.
2 drinks, 2 record minimum, bro.
2 record minimum.
There you go. And cash. So, you can pay the man out. Be easier about than, that? Than all this credit stuff. Anyway.
But please come down. Come down. It was very good fun. And it's, you never know what we're going to pull up out of the right. crate. So that's part of the enjoyment.
But this Saturday, there is none because I will be in Maui.
That's right. Maui.
I'm doing a pop-up at 180 Board Shop in Kalamanu Mall for those that are in Maui.
Yeah.
With Hawaii Sneakerheads. So if you're a sneakerhead, which is funny because John from Truist is coming on today for Quick Fast. Talk about sneakers and basketball because he's a basketball head. Yeah. So I have some basketball questions ready for
okay,
him.
Okay, yeah, no show socks.
And he also, he also is a big Juice
correct
fan. So
yes.
We'll quiz him on that too. Quick Fast.
Well, we did that the last time he was on, yes. Yeah. And he
flying colors.
Did he get the question right?
I think he got it right.
The question was, what song was playing? Well, I don't think he got that one right.
Okay, that was a hard one, this one.
Yeah. Oh no, the jersey. The question was what was the jersey he was wearing in a certain scene?
Yeah, that's a rough that's hardcore, dude.
I gotta get him because he's an expert on Juice, right? Yeah. But yeah, it'd be good to talk about shoes.
So we're going Maui. We're in Maui this Saturday, so there'd be no Who's This Yahoo. So you know, I mean maybe we do a Who's This Yahoo during the week or something.
Yeah.
But besides that, what else you had going on?
Okay, so then that was Saturday. That was this past Saturday. And then after that, it was basically staying home. This past weekend was all staying home.
Right.
Take out before you make out. You gotta go.
I see you posted up things like people leaving certain dishes.
Everybody leaving, bro. Everybody leaving. The whole bar scene. Down the toilet already. We just go. Everybody go Yacht House, home bar, Mai Tais. Go back to there already.
Go back to Mai Tais.
Long Island's for everybody, bro. So everybody's leaving. Everybody's just transferring, moving around the place. So the head chef of Pint and Jigger is leaving. So he did as a special on the weekend. All of his old specials, he came in, did the Friday was a short ribs, Saturday was meatball sub, Sunday was a Scotch Eggs Benedict.
Hey, yeah, I see you post those pictures.
So like we decided to get those things and not stay to dine in, so we just took them out.
That's cool.
So we were like those weirdos that we keep taking out food, so everybody pissed off, everybody upset,
bro. I do that Bravos, bro.
Really?
Yeah. When I got a fend for myself.
Oh.
I go Bravo's takeout, bro. Seafood special.
What's the seafood special?
It's the mussels, mussels, shrimp, clams, like a light pink sauce.
Okay.
And it comes with the garlic balls. Shout out.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, garlic balls.
You're saying something out of control. But we did that. That's on your side, bro. Central side. So you got that. And then on Sunday, I also went to the new hangout. I have to start plugging on this show because we haven't done a weekly recap in a while.
No. Oh,
newer takeout place.
Oh, here we go.
That you know about that we got for your album cover. Keamoku Seafood.
Yeah. You've been going there recently?
Keamoku Seafood. I go there every week, bro.
It's good, right?
Yes. It's good. They have the ahi belly, the salmon belly.
It's good.
They have this poke is good.
Yeah.
Right next to it, though, is another great spot.
Ichibat, brah.
Fried chicken. Good fried chicken over there.
Yeah.
And this is all in the, not Koreamoku,
it's
but
more,
Micromoku.
Micromoku.
Micromoku, really? I've penned it.
I never heard that before.
Because the Micronesians are more up top.
It makes sense.
Right?
It makes total sense.
Koreamoku is lower Koreamoku.
Yeah.
Upper Micronesians.
King Street separates Koreamoku. Yes.
Correct.
And Micromoku.
That's the border.
Bruh, that's bad.
Micromoku, bruh, is over there.
Right here.
Who's
first,
the guy
bruh.
Who knows Micromoku?
Here it is. Here it is.
We're going to get live feedback on that right now. Okay, so John, welcome. Get your chair here.
This chair, it's in the middle.
Yeah, it's in the middle. So yeah, we're shuffling. Live shuffling right now on the air.
Okay, live on the air. We'd like to welcome our special guest right there. Boom.
Okay. Hang in there. So you caught us like mid topic here. I want to get your thoughts on this. So when you know Keamoku, right? And then when you go to Keamoku, the upper part of Keamoku, where Keamoku Seafood is, Ichibat, right? Micromoku.
There you go.
That is not Korea Moku.
Did you ever hear that before? Upper.
The Micronesians over there.
Yeah.
Koreans down there. The border.
He just made that up. Isn't it beautiful?
I just threw that out there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
You've been there, right?
Yeah.
You know all those places, right? Yeah.
Anybody introducing John from Chuis?
Back on the show.
Yes. Neighboring business.
You're a two-timer, yeah.
Two-timer, right. You're the first. Yeah. Are you
I think you're the first
two-timer.
You're the
first two-timer, bro.
Really?
Officially.
Just like my ex-girlfriend.
Anniversary show don't come.
Two-timer.
Another one. No two-timers,
bro.
There you go.
Two-timer, bro. Anyway.
Very good.
So you just came back from L.A.?
Oh, I did. Yeah, last week.
How was L.A.? Were you doing research there? You were searching on competition? Expansion?
Oh, man. You know what's funny? I just posted something on Instagram.
Okay.
Something about that.
Oh.
Move in silence.
Oh.
Don't shine all your light, you know?
Is that like coded? You coding it? Are you like cryptic?
Let them see it in bits and pieces, you know? Oh. Move in silence. But no, my brother-in-law lives out there. So
okay.
I went to visit him.
Oh, nice. Wow. Nice.
And visit a few of the friends. That's all.
Oh, that's cool. Because how long were you in LA for again?
This past trip?
No, after you graduated from the Punahou.
Punahou
Upper.
Laura McKeeke.
The luxurious Rough Rider.
False crack medevac.
Roosevelt.
Of Micro Moku.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
They see? Yeah.
So how long did you stay in LA?
Moved out there in 99 and came back in 2013. So it's 14 years.
Ooh. So why is it that people think you're not from Hawaii?
People think that?
Oh.
It's because you came on a scene and it's like blah.
Some people thought my Hawaiian lingo was forced.
Oh,
was
fabricated. Oh.
Was fake.
Shots fired there. Oh. Really?
But now I think because I moved to LA before like the scene popped up, like Kim's
right.
Hawaii
yeah,
and
yeah.
information and all that. So maybe they didn't see me, I guess. I don't know.
But you were here during Nike Town, right?
I was here during Nike Town. Yep. I was here during Nike Town.
That's right. I mean, when did Nike Town close? I had a discussion with someone about
2001, yeah. We're after like 9/11, I think. Everything started closing down, remember?
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah.
And then, boom, everything kind of went downhill. But if 9/11 didn't happen, then there would be no APB. Because Chad from APB was sponsored and working with LMID, which I was working at.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So because LMID shut down, him and Rob Carleon, they ended up kind of doing their own thing, creating their own skate shop. Maybe it would have happened anyway, but it happened literally right when all the big companies went down. Then they opened up, which is huge for sneakers, SBs, Nike SBs, and all that.
Is this live on YouTube right now?
No, this is recorded. Yeah, so you can
you can adjust if you
yeah, I can adjust if you want. It doesn't matter. But anyway, speaking of sneakers, so what's good on the sneakers? Because I'm going to Maui for Hawaii Sneakerheads, Late Sleepers,
stuff like that. What's the latest in the sneaker
world? Yeah, what's going on, bro?
What's the trends?
What's the hot?
What's going on?
Damn, I don't know.
When customers are coming in currently, what are they buying?
What's the number one shoe they're looking for?
Okay, yeah, they go straight for the Yeezys.
Why?
I would like to say it's comfort.
Right.
Is it comfortable? Comfortable,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
I don't own a pair, but I tried one on. It's pretty comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess Kanye still has an impact, right? In the fashion part of it. I don't know.
It leads him to like the boost. So what's the thing about this boost? Like for people that don't know the whole boost.
Boost.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Explain the boost phenomenon.
I mean, that's a new technology that Adidas introduced, right?
Yeah.
It's more so geared to running.
Right.
Fast walking, jogging, whatever. Exercise purposes.
So is that the trend now, exercise-related shoes, more so than basketball shoes, or is it the same?
Nah, it's been, with the Air Maxes and stuff.
Okay.
But the Adidas, it's taken over. It's actually pretty comfortable. Plus, the celebrities vouch for that.
Right.
So Adidas is the top brand right now?
I would say, what you guys think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It seems to be, It seems to be. More so than Nike.
Right. Yeah. When I was watching Vice and then the Zeus and Merle said something pretty funny, is that Jordan can sell the same shoe every weekend. All he does is change the colors.
That's understandable.
And I was like, I never thought about that. It's the same shoe from the 80s with a different color.
He's been doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I never really thought about it.
Oh, I never thought of that.
So they said it. I was like, "Yeah, that's true." He just changed the colors, but it's the same damn shoe. Like,
you know why? Because the Boosts have slowed down because they've released so many colorways within the last 2 years.
That was their plan, though, right?
It's slowed down tremendously. But imagine Jordan has been
Yeah.
Pretty consistent, man. Like, you can get a lot. Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of that, I noticed that you on your Instagram, which is... What's your Instagram?
Who, me?
No, not you. Him.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to pull it up and just like, hey, hurry up.
Okay. What's your Instagram?
Truest
Hawaii. My Instagram is Truest Hawaii. Yeah. It's one word.
I noticed you post a lot of Vans.
Oh, I do?
Which is basically, you know, kind of not the norm for a sneaker head or owner of a shop. Oh. What's up with the Vans?
Vans. It was just because on July was Vans month. That's why.
Okay, okay.
So they had a little contest, 31 days of Vans. And then I just felt like it was a good time to try and post them up. And I barely made it. Yeah, I barely made it.
Is that your prize? Would that be considered your prize possession?
Vans, yeah. I'm hunting for Vans all day now, all day, every day. Like the rare ones and stuff.
Oh,
just
really?
Because it's generally a little cheaper.
It is? You sure about that?
Some of them.
Most expensive shoe. Most expensive shoe that
what,
you own.
Vans?
That you own. Vans, Nike.
In the shop, maybe.
No, you own.
Or you own.
Hello.
Can we block this from my wife? Or?
Yeah. She don't watch this. She's not going to watch this.
Oh, I would say, nah, it's not that expensive.
Most expensive shoe.
What, you got to get that?
You going to get it?
Forget that guy.
Don't worry about it.
Well, forget that guy.
Keeping it real.
Okay, never
keeping
mind
it
real.
Oh, he's not watching this.
Most expensive
Mike,
shoe.
Mike's, that's my colleague.
No.
Most expensive shoe. I don't know.
$2,000, $3,000.
Have you spent over $1,000 for a shoe?
Yeah, good question.
Has that happened? Really?
Yes.
There you go.
Right, what's your most expensive shoe?
Oh, it was actually the one I just pulled up on your IG right here.
Oh, you still got those?
Yeah.
Oh,
I bought these from Compose for the wedding.
Oh,
I bought these for the wedding.
Compose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
this was what, $350?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's as much as I would go. I mean, I spent 100 on shoes, but nothing of $1,000. You know, but this was this was the last one.
It's a good pair of shoes.
That's a good one.
So what post was that? Basically, you're saying should they redo them? Are they gonna
should they re-release these?
Oh,
yeah.
Should they re-release the
diamonds?
I don't know. I think there was rumors I heard.
Oh.
Really?
I know they released the highs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a high guy.
I hope not.
Too high guy.
Well, you've never tried it.
Nope. You never tried it.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm trying to segue into this show here.
Baboosh.
Yeah, so you say you're not a high guy. I said, yeah, I know, because you never smoked. Forget it.
Nice.
Okay, moving on. Okay, so let's go down through your post here and see what your thoughts are. This is 19 hours ago. You posted a Supreme
post
here. So is this, what did you put? Do you have this in the store or what's going on with this?
Yeah, what's the deal with the Supreme Louis Vuitton? Speak on it.
Actually, a friend named Chase brought those red Louis Vuitton shoes in just to get it legit checked.
Oh, okay.
And then we were just talking about who could actually pull that outfit out. And I was like, you know what? I have the sweater. Let's post it up on Instagram.
Blood could pull it off.
What people say.
What is your thoughts on the whole Supreme dynasty?
Yeah.
What is your
question,
take on this?
When
you see Supreme out there, you see long lines, you see Louis Vuitton, do you roll your eyes or do you just like, wow, this is just amazing?
Wow. Who can I contact to get that in my store? Without waiting in line.
How did it build up to be so big like this? Because I remember Supreme. We remember Supreme back in the day.
Yeah,
yet another one of the skater brands. Yeah. And then it just became this Louis Vuitton now.
What is it? What bought it to a point where it's like...
Who made this?
The luxury brand of...
The celebrities are
showing it. Celebrities
kind
of
plugged it,
vouched for it and endorsed it, right? That's just my take on it. And I think in the past couple of years, it kind of blew up because of the Jenners. The Kardashian stuff. I think those girls were seen.
Yeah, that's true.
Wearing the box logo, and that's when it just skyrocketed.
That's true. Yeah, that they did. They would pop that on the show. That's right.
Right, that whole family should burn.
Oh, my time's up.
Yeah. It's the infamous alarm.
Yeah, 15 minutes before we open the shop.
Opens the shop. And we want again at 11 to remind him.
Remind me, open the
to
shop.
Open up the shop.
That's not any reminders, you know, bro.
Never mind that he's here.
Any reminders, bro. Because be honest all day long, bro.
Never mind you're here, right?
Yeah. No, even though I'm here.
It's a part of the shtick on the show.
Remind,
everybody
bro,
knows, like,
remind.
Oh, is the alarm going on?
That means it's 10:45, bro.
Gotta enjoy the moment.
10:45. So sneakers, is there any like sneaker beefs? Is there like
a choke, man? Sneaker beefs, like what?
Yeah, like between like, maybe not Hawaii because we're so small. Cause Simon, there'd be like you, Bank, and Nameless, technically.
What, beef?
Maybe, no, not beef, but like, you know what I mean? Like in LA, when you go to LA, is there like beefs, feuds, you know?
Between companies?
Yeah, between companies. Cause in LA, there's like a sneaker shop like every block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Hawaii, it's
especially
like Truist, Bank. nameless.
How competitive is it really? Is everyone having their own niche, or is,
you know what? It's I don't know, man. It's every store has the same shoes now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
right.
All about. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you differentiate Truist? So what is a little juice that you can share to us?
Find Truist.
What is your little? Give us a little like tinge, a little shoelace. So I'm trying to just throw that in there of what makes you different. From everybody else. Yeah.
Sell Truist to
sell it to the
someone who's never been to Truist and he's be like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
Sell what is the store? That's
Truist. Tell us.
You guys think I'm different?
No, I just think you're the same as everybody else, but you gotta tell me. Nah, that's joking.
Nah, you're different like 2 Chainz, bro.
Yeah.
Well,
you're different because you're Korean, bro.
Oh, no, why 2 Chainz?
I'm trying.
Well, how could it be like Sanat X or something?
Oh, bro.
You know, word association.
See, that's the thing people don't know is that usually these sneaker guys that own sneaker shops only know mainstream junk, mainstream stuff.
Ooh.
But John Truist, I gotta give it to him.
There you go.
He knows real hip hop, bro. There you go.
He said Sadat X. First name he said Sadat X, bro.
Who says that?
Not anyone to my knowledge in 2017.
So what made you?
So once again, we're selling.
Sell us.
Truist.
Tell us why you should go to Truist. Bro.
You know why? Because guarantee you hear good music in there.
Okay, yeah, that's
guarantee.
Good. Okay.
That's a plus right there.
Right.
Do you feel you know your shoes?
You know what? I'm learning every day. Honestly,
right.
I'm not trying to be the humble king or whatever, but right. I think I'm learning every day. There's so much shoes out there, man.
Right.
So much knowledge. Oh, look at Dean.
There he is.
He's eating spam musubi right now.
I learn every day.
You learn every day.
Yeah. People teach me. I learn every day.
Right. Is there in Hawaii a supreme being of all sneakers? Somebody that's
who's the
like
top sneaker
the, yeah, the top sneaker.
The guy. Top collector that you know,
yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who is like some guy's on top of your dome? You know, maybe not number one, but...
I know one guy before the Kicks Hawaii scene. I know a guy named Blaze Sato was...
He was known.
Well, now.
Also known as the Air Force King.
Well. I may have heard of him before.
Yeah. He's the man. He's given us love since day one, man.
Oh, nice.
Day one, he's been giving us
yes.
love.
Yeah, Blaze is... Yeah,
Blaze,
he's
yeah,
also
long time.
Kicks, yeah.
Close personal friend of the show.
Yeah, very, very close. That's he was right. on our anniversary show.
He was on the anniversary show.
With DJ XL.
There, right?
With a bandana, yeah. Him and XL came down.
Yeah, bandana.
Yeah, he did have
the infamous bandana.
That's an expensive bandana, man.
I know.
I hope so. It's Blaze.
Yeah. It's Blaze.
Blaze not going to put no cheap bandana.
That's true.
He's going to be like,
Blaze,
I need a bandana for my head. How much the price? Give it a range.
$200.
I'll take it.
Was it a Gucci? Was it a Louis? Was it a...
I... That's price. I want it.
That's exactly right. See?
That's Blaze.
Yeah, but Blaze. Blaze is the man.
Mm.
People don't really know about, I think, Blaze. Especially the young kids don't know.
Right.
I told Ron from Hawaii Sneakerheads to give him a interview or something.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
But maybe Blaze is like,
Is there any new kids? Like, okay, there's a school that we all came from. We all know Blaze and all that stuff. Is there any in the new kids, I would say, in the 20s?
Coffee, bro. Drinking coffee all morning.
Nobody can smell you on that. It's not scratch
you're right.
Sniff, bro.
This ain't smell-o-vision, bro. Don't worry, we got it.
So who's the young kids? Anybody out there like is just killing it?
Young kids?
Yeah.
Everybody. These kids, they got a lot of stuff, man.
How do you get the money for this stuff?
Good
you
question.
You trying to give me like a name or...
Yeah, if you got a name, if you know somebody like, you know,
they got sneaker, aliases or something?
Sneaker Kid 808.
Yeah, they got, Sneaker Kid 808.
Carmine Akeed.
Fat Lace 808.
Yeah. Nobody?
Okay, here's the thing. You see all these kids coming into the store.
Yeah.
You see kids waiting in line for shoes, exclusives and whatnot.
Yeah.
Where is this money coming from? Do you have any clue? Is it just, we can say the
parents?
Safe route is parents? Can we say something else that we don't, you know, on the down low? What do you think? I mean, I'm sure you're just amazed at these young kids buying these $100 shoes.
Yeah. Well, from what I see in Truist, a lot of the parents come and buy them.
Okay.
But when they're in the middle of the purchase, the parents always say like, "Hey, he's earned it, straight A's," or "Hey, he's earned it." So
that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You know,
it's good to know. Yes.
Oh yeah. Your parents bought that for you. Yeah. Your mom has a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. But I guess these kids earn it, man.
Right.
You know, you can't get mad at that for studying hard.
That's great.
That's true.
That's a great silver lining to this because I thought it was just straight up drugs. So good. Thank you for debunking that myth.
I think kids are too soft to even sell drugs anymore.
You know what? I think so, yeah.
On the real, dude? I mean, I'm sure there's some kids out there hustling, but...
I never sold drugs. I wouldn't know.
We've all never done that.
This is like the wrong podcast.
Yeah, we're like the wrong people to speculate on this.
I mean, put that out there. I don't sell drugs.
That's true, yeah.
We don't sell drugs. It's a drug-free show.
Drug-free environment. So any expansion plans or any... what's next for Truist?
The website.
Oh, yes. Website.
You mentioned this last time you were on. So where are we?
I did?
Yes. Oh, my so, gosh. Ironically, let's get a website update.
Yeah, here we go.
From John.
Website. We're just trying to find a third party that will protect fraud and chargebacks. Because that's the number one thing that's kind of scaring us. Because we're not like a big company. We're like a very small...
Right. And you're dealing with other people's product as well, right?
So it's we will sell mostly our products, stuff that we buy back. But just imagine like a $7,000 charge.
Most
of the time, I heard you lose those cases.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So we need a strong third party that will protect us.
Wow, that's smart.
But that's what's keeping us back a little bit. Mm. To be honest, it's ready.
Okay.
There you go. That's exclusive because every time he posts this, hey, what's your website? Hey, website down. Why not working?
Oh, that's so many comments. Imagine my DMs.
Well, your DMs.
People sliding your DMs and piss off at you. Oh, God.
So you have more guys sliding in your DM than girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is my wife going to watch this?
No, she don't watch this, bro. She don't care.
Highly doubt it. So I wanted to a couple questions about the store. Now, there's a thing that maybe people don't know who've been there or maybe have not been at all. That you have a second floor to your store, where you have clothes, right? Inside the store, is there a secret upstairs kind of thing?
No, it's just our stock room.
Okay,
it's just a loft.
Okay, so you don't allow people up there.
No.
Has anybody ever been up there?
Just me and my wife.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And a fireman.
You gotta let the fireman in.
Inspecting, yeah.
Because are you looking, or is there ever thought of expanding the clothes section?
Good question. Ooh. Good question, bro.
Just a feature more.
Nah, we have.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Right.
We have.
What are the brands? Okay.
Like a clothing, right? Like a clothing section just to sell clothing. I mean, we thought about it, but it's expensive, bro.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or even branding, your own shirts, or maybe just... The brand itself, have you thought about going to that realm? Or
nah. Our brand is not that strong to have our own, having a lot of stuff for Truist.
Is there any consignment shops that have a solid brand?
Solid brand.
Like Flight Club is pretty much OG, right? But they don't really sell shirts or too much logo.
No, they do,
They do.
Apparel. They do.
You have the one rack.
They get choked.
And then they get long
hoodies.
Exactly.
And it's actually a pretty big... I mean, there's no resale value in that, though, right? It's pretty much why I went to Flight Club by my shirt.
It's accessible.
Oh, that's cool.
You can go there and get it.
See, I like that, though. That's cool, though.
They built themselves up. The one in New York is huge. Mm. And there was a lot of clothes in the New York one last time I was there. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess there's a market for that, too, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Flight Club, yeah.
And then, something similar to, how Kicks kind of... built themselves up from just shoes and then limited clothes. Now it's a lot of clothes in there.
Kicks Hawaii.
Yeah. Mm. So something along the lines
of that. So why don't you think there's another company that doesn't come on in and do it? Because there's consignment everything's been consignment after Kicks. Why isn't there another company that can just come on in or another local person and just start selling Nike, getting a Nike account, Adidas account?
I don't know.
Is it hard to get those accounts or is Kicks locking it down? I always thought Kicks is the only guys that do it. Then you got to go to the mall.
What, you want
to
be honest?
Yeah, be honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to be politically correct?
No, be honest. This is what we do. No,
this is raw.
This is raw, bro. Sleepers. Sleep time is over. That's all we do.
I don't know. I've always wondered the same thing. Oh. Yeah?
Well, you mentioned... I was gonna say, you mentioned earlier that everybody sells the same things.
Right.
So would that just oversaturate the market with another store selling the same thing? So now we have more people selling the same things in different locations. Would that be the thing? Maybe a guy is outside saying, I don't want to open a store like Kicks because we all gonna sell the same stuff anyway.
Yeah.
And then what gonna happen?
You know what? I think it's because the reps, for example, the Nike rep.
Yeah, New Era rep, hit.
New Era rep. What was that? Adidas rep. They all. I think they. Yeah. Certain people own that. Maybe they could block it.
Right. No, that's true, right. Dude. I mean, people I'm still waiting for my new account.
People try to get accounts, but I heard it was blocked and stuff like that. So, it's just what I heard.
Because I would think Kapolei right now, it'd be a good place to have a sneaker shop. I mean, it's just like basically growing, and it's closer to like the military bases. Now you don't think not yet?
It's still kind of empty over there, man. Maybe like within the next 2 or 3 years. Maybe.
Oh, that's about, about right. They'll start building now, though, right?
That's true. But I heard Bates coming in, right?
That's what we heard, but
taking a while.
This way.
Who knows?
Taking a while.
And it's funny. I heard some really good opinions about Bates, which is pretty good. How they're kind of like ruining the exclusivity of sneakers.
Really?
Yeah, because they basically have the money to push around, and they basically do collabs with everybody. So it's like collab.
Yeah, they're huge.
You know, and it's no longer like special. That's why it's just like they just do one a week, and it's like they're taking all these obscure brands, like, you know what I mean, Diadora, and then collab. And it's one of those ones. I heard it on the L Boys podcast with my man OG Slick and Ryan Resco. They were talking about that. And it was a really good point. And it's not even a diss to Bait or anybody, but it made a lot of sense about the whole like limited sneakers and collabing on different brands, because it is kind of watering down.
Well, then that gets back to the question you asked John earlier, right? Where oversaturation of the market, why isn't something opening up?
Yeah.
Here they come. What is your take on when they finally eventually open? Do you see them as a potential threat? Or you just have your own niche and you'll be cool, which you do have your own niche.
Right. Yeah, it's not competition for us.
Yeah.
Advantage, you think?
At the end of the day, it would help us.
Right.
But if it was like another like consignment store, like a big name consignment store from LA, or
right, say a Flight Club opens in
Hawaii. If Flight came to Hawaii, then yeah, I think I would have my own opinion.
Would you send down like the Korean mafia down there?
Korean
to rough them up?
Get the Micromokus to go in first.
The Micromokus for first.
Damage. And then the Korean mafia to finish the job.
Yeah, the little stabs and then, oh, sorry.
Oh.
Can I see this? Hey, stabs.
Gang, this is raw. This is a
micro
raw.
Micro Moku.
Shake them, false crack, man.
I love that.
False crack, man.
Micro Moku.
So I would say like a store like Kicks then would be looking at as a threat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I never thought about that.
And then you have Shoe Palace. Right. It's another one. The mall. You got the mall stores.
Mall stores. Look at the threat.
Yeah. Nah, those stores don't care.
Yeah, those are big chain. That's why they're big chain.
Right, right.
So yeah, I would say directly, Kicks would have the biggest threat to Kicks business.
You think they feel threatened?
I have no idea.
Honestly, I don't think so. I think they already have their fan.
Go ask Chris Cam. He doesn't have any expression on his face, so you'd never know.
He is the best poker face in the game.
He doesn't even play poker, bro.
I never met that guy, so
you never met Chris Cam? Works at Kicks, long-time DJ.
Oh, Dell.
Dell,
famous DJ.
We got to use our aliases on the show.
My bad.
Red Bull champion, right?
No, that's Compose.
No, Compose.
He judged it.
Yes.
I don't know.
He judged it that 1 year, 2013. Right.
Yes.
I mean, if I was Kicks, okay, I would feel threatened, and I would have to. I would step my game up because Bates bringing in so much shoes and doper collabs.
Oh yeah.
When's the last time Kicks even did a collab? So that's why, like, if I was Kicks, like on the real, if I was Kicks, I would be threatened. But that would just push me to push my game up. But that's business. To me, that's business, you know?
Right.
Push your game up, reach out to other local stores.
Because yeah. What?
Like, say hi to other local stores.
Yeah.
Show local support.
Because there's this t-shirt place opening up right here on the block.
Ooh. Yeah.
The We Mini guys.
Oh.
Yeah. So they sell t-shirts.
Right.
But luckily they sell shirts that are not like in the same.
They're selling shirts about Kailua.
Yeah, Kailua. And, yeah.
So what better place to buy stuff from Kailua than on King Street?
Yeah.
Macaulay. So I have no idea. being an outsider that is not part of this street of ownership, I'm going to say waste time.
We said that's waste time. I mean, on the real. The guys, they're really nice. But yeah, I say waste time.
This is nothing on a personal level. I'm just saying, as a business model on King Street, you got to be better bussing the tourists in, because there ain't nobody going to go buy shirts of Kailua over here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Truist. I'm going to go to Light Sleepers. I'm going to go to Mono. I'm not going to go buy a shirt from Kailua.
And you still
I love Kailua.
And you're still trying to figure out what to buy at Mono.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm telling him every time, you tell me what to buy, bro. I go over there.
What, so you're selling Kailua stuff?
It's like
let's go to the beach, kind of beach wear.
Oh. I know, the kind of Dean wears, kind of. So Dean would be the number one customer. Aloha.
Then it must be high fashion.
I don't know, dude.
High fashion,
to me, that's... I have my opinion on that. That's garbage, bro.
It's I never knew that. It was yeah. just Kailua.
No, that, those, they're really nice guys.
I thought it was Hawaii and Honolulu.
No. Yeah, no, yeah.
Let's go to the beach kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, the beach. Like, oh, surf. Sand in your toes. Yeah, yeah.
Surfing.
Like, yeah.
Surfing. Waikiki.
Waikiki. Surfing, eh? Yeah.
Would America love me?
Yeah. Like, you know that movie, you know the movie that's from?
What?
Would America love
the
me?
The line, would America love me? Karate Kid Part 2. Ah! So think, if Karate Kid Part 2, the people of Karate Kid Part 2 open up a shop, it's going to be next door to you guys.
Oh,
oh
my God.
It's them, bro. They're all over there. Nice guys, but do they really know?
Yeah, yeah, they don't know about it.
All
that's
those
like Geisha, that's why.
I know only one line from that movie.
Okay, what is
here
it?
Here we go.
If you're going to end off, you're going to end off like that. Say that line for us.
When the guy comes up to her and you go, are you going to go to the party tonight?
Oh, I love that. That guy's questionable,
right?
Yeah?
That's a questionable guy.
That guy is either going to be all like powder face and geisha.
He not going
to
go out.
Tonight.
No, he says like, no, like, are you going to go to the dance? Did he say that?
Oh,
party
yeah.
Dance.
They're having the dance, the
50s
dance.
She invited
are you
going
to go to the dance tonight?
Yeah, you're like,
tonight?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
He said it hella.
It was a very,
hella soft.
It like, wasn't an FOB European voice. It was a very European-ish kind of voice.
Can I get my phone? Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, no.
Go for it, yes. Go
you're
for
good
it.
Already, though. You have any party words, John.
Any last things you want to say
any
here?
Last is a magician. Poof.
To all the listeners here.
Yeah, yeah. I know you got to open your shop.
You got a million texts just a few moments ago. Yeah,
where the sneakers? Where the Yeezys? Where the Yeezys?
Where the Yeezys, bro? That's it.
Where the Yeezys? Where the Boosts? Where the Vans?
Right there. Vans.
Where the Vans.
Converse. Where the Voits?
There's a line outside the Voits.
Where's the British
where
Knights,
bro? Where the McGregors, bro?
Where the Reeboks?
Where the McGregors, bro? Where's the N1s?
I want to say something right now regarding something. I want to get your thoughts. Okay. Couple of things. Couple of things as you put on the IG story as they do it. Reebok, okay, as you know, is the official sponsor to the CrossFit people.
Okay,
to the CrossFit games.
Yeah.
Okay. I may exercise a little bit here and there, but I refuse to buy Reebok shoes for the reason.
Why?
All I think about is Jane Fonda, bro. All I think about is Jazzercise. Reebok is the one you do. Your step aerobics too. I refuse to buy Reebok shoes because of that. Waste time. I'm just standing out there. All I think about when I think of Reebok is Jazzercise, step aerobics, Jane Fonda, all them dancing around, John Travolta.
Who? Iverson?
Oh, Iverson.
No.
By then, I checked out, even when Iverson came out. You can send them all in. I mean, that's really always the thing I always think of. And when they took that over, like, wow. So I cannot. So do people buy Reeboks?
No, good question.
At Truist.
Great question.
Nope.
Wow.
You got
we
it.
We don't even carry Reeboks. Oh, no, we do carry Reeboks.
Which one do you carry?
The Pump Furies.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Stuff like
right.
that.
Right. And then the Pump Shoes, right?
I'm still looking for a pair of D Browns. I really want that shoe.
You still get them.
Every time I look on the site, every time I look on the site, it's all sold out.
Shoe Palace, they have
them. Well, Shoe Palace, they got them. The D Browns, the black. Ooh.
They have everything. It's just
they re-release those. Yeah.
Oh, can you get them? Can you hook up? Boy, 20% off, 30% off. Shoe Palace, hook it up, bro. I'll buy it at a good price. Sorry.
Mention the show, you get something.
Mention the show, you're gonna slap.
You're going bandana.
It's bandana.
Special hey. Bandana, autographed by Blaze Sato.
Oh, damn.
How that collab happened? Who knows?
Blaze, the entrepreneur to the stars.
Air Force One King.
I never got into the Air Force
Ones. I did collect Air Force
Ones. You did? I never got into it, bro. I couldn't do it. It felt like I was wearing
high heels.
You
came into our store a long time ago and bought an Air Force One, did you?
Yes.
A mixed one.
Oh, I bought the German Lin one.
Yes.
Oh, hey. J-Lin, baby. I'm a fan.
And here's the one final story I wanted to tell you. Okay,
here we go.
There was something more expensive than $300, the Tiffany Nugget that I bought from your store.
Oh.
Now, I went one night, right before you guys were going to close, and you guys had this Tiffany G-Shock watch.
Was I there?
I don't think
you
so.
You had to have been there. No one else works there but you.
No, my wife sometimes.
Oh, maybe.
No, maybe you had to have been there.
Yeah.
But it came in a Halliburton case. And you opened the case and it had the G-Shock Tiffany collab. Information, I think. No, it was a G-Shock.
Diamond?
Diamond company. Ooh. Diamond supply company, G-Shock collab.
Wow.
In a Halliburton case, $500.
Ooh.
I don't remember that.
I bought that.
Shout out to G-Shock.
And that was the most expensive thing I bought. It was not a shoe, but it was from Truist.
That's worth it.
It's an expensive watch.
And so I that was a couple years ago. So I'm trying to see like, you know, what if there is there value in this? Did it go up? Where you know, I'm trying to look. I can't find it anywhere. I should bring this in. And
how is G-Shock doing these days?
Oh,
they're probably steady, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good, dude. They're steady.
Yeah.
How about a Lightsaber G-Shock?
Dude, I would love a G-Shock. I'm still waiting for it. I want a G-Shock. I want a North Face. I want a Carhartt.
Yeah.
I could care less about Supreme. If it comes knocking, cool, but nah.
Would you guys wear a Vans Truest collaboration?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Why not?
The last Vans I bought was the Blue Chukka Information collab. Because last time I wore Vans when I started skating, and I haven't worn Vans ever because it was uncomfortable skating. The last one I bought was an Informationalism Ward. And I bought the Vans Information collab. Support the homies.
Okay. Very much. I would like to take a look at
it. I'll bring that in. Yeah. I'll bring that in.
Is it still new?
Yeah. Oh, we shot. Yeah. But yes, it was. I've never worn it.
Oh.
I just have it. And you posted it on, I think that's how I found out about it.
Oh.
You posted it on Instagram. And I was like, wow, this is great. This would be good too. Because I was thinking about like the color scheme for the my wedding was Tiffany colors.
Oh, there you go.
So I was like, oh, I should get this watch. I get the shoe. And I think that's what led me to buy it.
Did you wear it at your wedding?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I did wear it once.
Which one? The watch?
Yes.
Ooh. Dad, you're flossing, bro.
So I wore that just for
the Tiffany. You had the Tiffany tips watch, and the watch.
Tiffany Nikes. Wow. Yeah.
So, but so you got to keep the watch then.
Yeah. The end on that story,
oh,
huh?
You ain't selling. Nah.
The end.
I said keep the shoes. So to...
Well, I just want to know what the value is.
Oh, good question,
like anybody can tell me the value and you know, get it appraised. Because I look online, I can't find it. I look up Diamond Company, I look up G-Shock watch, I can't find it anywhere. Not even
you know, it's not about value, it's about how much that person is willing to pay.
Right.
Hey.
You know, because you can sell one at a grand and you could sell yours for like $350, you know?
Yeah. Good point.
That's exactly what I want.
Well, I'll bring this in, and then we're gonna go and have a.
Should go in and film it then.
We're gonna film the special. Yeah,
I'll film it.
You're
behind.
Gonna appraise this.
$100
Yeah,
I'll buy you back.
$100
No, I'm just joking.
Well.
Oh, Korea Moku.
Oh,
micro moku.
That's
a micro moku purchase.
Yeah, that's a micro moku.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a funny story about that, but that's okay. I'm a Micronesian guy trying to buy a G-Shock watch for me. Somehow it connected.
Hey,
but
you know what?
That's for later, bro.
I have a quick story.
Yeah.
Now. Gordon Roosevelt, I grad 94, okay? So I'm not a local, 94. Okay?
94.
The Micronesians, you know, I guess people used to, I hate to say it, but people used to make fun of them, right?
Right, right.
Let's just be honest.
Yes.
Sorry to say that, but I had a customer come in, and I knew he was Micronesian. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's almost closing. Okay, please get out, whatever. But I gave him good customer service, and he ended up buying a Bread 11, Jordan Bread 11, cash, $450.
Oh,
wow.
Bruh.
You just never know.
But I was just like, whoa, solid. Solid.
You just never know.
I had the same experiences too, though. I mean, not selling $450 breads, but they always come in, and I know they work hard because they always get off the bus. Yeah. And I was asking, like, where are you coming from? You know, I make small talk. But majority of the Micronesian guys that come in, they end up buying something, so I can't front either.
Right.
You know,
so I
mean?
Feel guilty. So, I mean, you know, so it's like never judge.
Yeah. No,
true
that.
Now.
Yeah.
No, bottom line, right? Okay, I mean, okay, we make fun. Yeah. It's all in fun because we make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
But you just never know. You cannot.
Never know.
You cannot assume. You cannot stereotype.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But I know some people that we don't know would have even dropped $450.
I wouldn't drop $450.
I dropped $500.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro, bring it.
Micromoku
battle.
Micromoku, bro. We're gonna go patent that and hashtag and everything.
It just came to me.
That's why we do this podcast.
Shout out to Micromoku.
Everything above King Street.
Yep.
I like
that's
that.
That's the border.
It's the border. It is the border, though.
Well,
maybe cop. Yeah, King Street. Yeah, above King Street.
Yeah, King Street border it off. Yeah. After King Street, Koreans.
Koreans.
Samsung Plaza.
Koreans.
Smoking cigarette outside.
Yeah. Looking at you, about Gundam.
Yep.
Gundam.
Cafe Gundam.
Cafe Gundam, yeah.
In Chuncha.
Yeah, what did she say? Chuncha.
These bars she was mentioning.
Yeah, so racist.
Well, let me, bro. We're trying our best, bro. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, we have this a segment. We have a resident millennial who hangs out there.
Yeah.
So we find out all the stories of Korea Moku.
Yeah. She's Hawaiian Holly, and she hangs out with only Koreans.
Yes.
And she's like 6 feet.
She's on the podcast a bunch of times.
She's a recurring character.
She's like 5'11", 5'10", hopper chick.
She's the one that chose the plate lunch over here, the Yamagen or something?
No, that was...
That was
what you would call it. That was a famous...
that was Malika Lincoln.
Malika Lincoln.
Yeah, she was on the show. The newscaster.
That's a newscaster.
Yeah. Oh,
she's definitely not a millennial.
She's not a millennial.
She's more like Jaw Hawaiian. Which one?
Who's that?
Try to name some women newscasters.
Ashley.
Ashley Nagaoka?
Yes.
Yes, yes. She's a cute one.
You know who likes her? Spell Wanda, brah.
Spell loves
her. He actually told me, get her on the podcast.
Get her on, and it'll be me too.
Well, actually, multiple people.
All the guys just like these things.
No, for real. After Malika Lincoln, people hit me up.
Yeah.
Spell Wanda, a couple other guys. About, about getting that girl.
Oh, Nagaoka.
Yeah. And the funny part is, she's not even full time.
No.
She's like weekends.
I got the in.
Well, let's get her out here, bro.
She is single.
Our view is going to... Oh, bro, right there. Spell one.
Everybody just blow up right now.
Saku-san,
everybody listening to this,
they
all swerving their car, crashing.
Request friendship.
Attention, everyone. She is single. Boom. Crash everywhere.
Everybody on the bus. All those guys catching bus.
Yes. I think she... Well, I don't want to divulge too much information.
Whoa,
but she was married before.
Whoa.
So she is now... So, yeah, I don't want to, you know... Just out her on this show. She didn't even know it. Like, yeah, you know.
She know. You know her. She like this.
No. But leave it at that. But she's single. That's
if
it.
If she comes to this show, you're gonna tell her, like, well, I told everybody you got divorced.
So, how's that divorce going?
No.
But I...
He sent a paper.
The thing with her is, okay, I don't... The ink dry on.
Because a couple guys in the back just perving out right now.
There's plenty of pervs going on. But I don't know if... Well, we got to find out her personality, if she'll be able to be... Down to come on the show.
Invite him, bro. You know,
because she looks pretty straight edge on the on TV.
But she's young, so I think she'd be down for this.
Yeah,
kind
you
of
see
stuff.
Her smile. She has a very nice smile, friendly smile. Yeah. So.
Let's get her on the show.
So
then.
Hopefully she will get the joke. Yeah. Like that's why we chose Malika Lincoln because we know she's gonna get it. She's gonna understand. She's a local girl. She'll get the joke.
I had a couple local brothers tell me, "Oh, bro, you should have told me when it came down."
Never mind.
Oh, you gotta have Chris. Chris, not Chris Warren. Kainoa McGee gotta come on.
Oh, I can't Kainoa McGee. I can't Kainoa McGee.
Oh, yeah.
And he does something with...
Fu Manchu, right?
No. What he does now, Surf Access, I think it's called. Where he helps out disabled people that can't surf and takes them surfing for the first time.
That's awesome.
Like, he got awards, beginning awards. Actually, that would be a good guess. And he lives in town, too. Kapulu. So, yeah. Okay.
All right,
you guys. Thank you, John from Truist.
Second time around.
Yes.
There you go.
Sleep time's over.
Camera's
episode.
Gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
None of this guy, none of that.
Camera's off. Never mind. We can
sleep time's over.
The act is off.
Season 5.
Never mind already.
Episode 6.
Episode 6. Guam.
Don't worry.
Woo! Sleep time's over. Right back.
Aloha. This is Nick Rolovich from Mitch from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cabot Habit and the Catalyst, DJJ Zach Morse. Pride Rock, baby.
Hey, this is Rick Blangiotti, General Manager for Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over! Cap the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 5, Episode 6.
Guam,
don't worry. Guam, don't worry, Guam.
You're alright, bro.
But everybody's worried, bro.
Everybody's all... It's all these threats. It's all these threats.
Korea is not going to bomb Guam. That's not going to happen, bro.
Not going to happen.
Because, dude, we will demolish Korea.
That's exactly right.
Like...
I mean, okay, granted, the guy's crazy, so it seems.
Yeah.
The leader.
Right.
But he has to realize, somebody has to tell him something. If they drop the bomb on anyone, they will be annihilated and their country is done.
Yeah.
They're done. So why go through that? It's all threatening for powering, positioning.
Right.
It's the game of risk.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
I don't watch that.
Ah, dang it.
I'm going to go
through
that.
I'm on an island by myself.
Okay, well, how about this? How about this?
What, bro?
Since we're doing our little take time, waste time.
Right.
I want you to sell me, why should I watch Game of Thrones? Like how we told John to sell Truist, you sell me.
It's a lot of twists and turns, a lot of intertwining stories, a lot of people die fast. Like main characters. That's why I think everybody likes Game of Thrones, loves Game of Thrones, because within the first season, the main king died. The guy that was not supposed to die. So usually in typical stories, right? They'll have the main guy.
Okay.
And they'll like, okay, this guy is going to be there. Like Walking Dead.
Okay.
Right? Rick is still there.
Okay.
Imagine if Rick died in the first 5 episodes. That's basically what happened. Game of Thrones came, it kind of drawed you in, you know, the whole Atwatai, or the magical dragons and wizards. And you're like watching it, you're like, okay, cool. And the next thing you know, boom, the main dude dies.
Oh, Make.
Dead. You're like, what? How? And you're just like you're literally thrown. You're like, just, dude.
Well, you know, you just spoiled it for me right there.
Man, well, you told me to sell you.
Well, you sell it to me in a way that for a person that's never seen it. I'm not gonna sell Star Wars to somebody like, hey, you know what, Luke, Vader, they're related.
They're related, cuz.
Bye. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna be like,
oh shit, don't do that. Now you watch it though.
Okay, well, don't say anything else besides. Okay, the main guy dies. Okay, I got it. Okay,
but after that, it's crazy because like the whole family gets broken up, and a lot of people die. A lot of characters, and you don't see that on normal shows.
Okay.
They usually like Walking Dead. They build up.
Build.
And they cheat because basically when they have the Talking Dead, they say, oh, okay, now we're going to have guests, blah, 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 blah. They should be the guy that died. So you're like, dude, so what's Glenn's going to die then? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, there is that kind of, they got to watch out, which they've changed it up. They don't reveal now who they're going to have. But
I mean, it's obvious, though. So, yeah. Like a lot of times it's obvious, but then this one is not obvious.
Okay,
like,
Game of Thrones is not obvious.
Not an obvious show.
Okay.
So if you can get over the wizards and dragons and
that's gonna be tough.
But the thing is, it's not too much of that. There's just enough.
All right.
It's not like super Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I just never got into that.
No, just try to watch the first season.
I will watch the first season. I'll watch the first episode and go from there.
Yeah.
All right. So there is that. Something else. Oh wait, I forgot to tell you. I saw Get Out.
Oh.
Did you see Get Out?
I've seen Get Out.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Yes.
I can see why a lot of Hollywood people were mad.
Good. I don't care. Because that was an excellent movie.
Great
and
movie.
And it was a very, I think, with the times. Yeah. I mean, it was a horror movie, and it, of course, you know, there's crazy, but it was very sign of the times and very relevant. Very relevant.
I feel so real. I just feel like in the middle of America, like Kentucky, Banjo State, that could. I just feel like it could really happen.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have enough land between cities, and you have these country towns where everybody's in cahoots. Yeah.
There's their own little worlds.
Yeah, I could totally see this happening.
Right.
To not even just African-American, to people in general.
People in general, exactly.
Getting hypnotized and basically...
Cults.
Yeah, cults. Disappearing, you know?
And that's exactly what it was. And it was... The guy, it was Key and Peele, it was Peele.
Peele.
That directed this. Yeah. Excellent job. Yeah. And
that's definitely take time.
And it was just excellent movie. The alternate ending, I'm glad they didn't use that alternate ending.
I don't think I've seen the alternate
ending. At the end, if you get the, because I rented it.
Okay.
I watched it on TV and then they show you the alternate ending. Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Because then that might.
So watch that.
I don't want. We've been getting flack for spoiling stuff on here, right? Not saying nothing.
Spoilers, bro. Spoiler.
Get Out. Good show. Enough.
Get Out.
Five mics. Five mics.
I like that. Five mics.
Five mic movie.
When was the last time you seen five mic movie?
That's a good question.
Spider-Man, I think, was about five mics. I like Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't seen it.
Spider-Man, good. People watch it. Got the big boy, big Filipino guy from Damien High School.
Damien High School, yes.
Which is now co-ed.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right.
That's going to be something.
So,
hide your
kids. Actually, a lot of these Catholic schools are co-ed now. St. Louis, I think, is co-ed.
That's right.
St. Francis is co-ed.
That's right, St. Louis.
Because money, that's why, bro. You know what I mean? Like, public school technically is, you know, people can't afford private schools. So they're sending their kids to public school.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do if you're a Catholic school that just can't get people? You got to co-ed it, you know?
Right. I mean, our Redeemer closed down. Lutheran High School closed down.
Crazy, right?
Which is, we never thought that would happen.
Assets, Brown's Assets. What's the name of the one up in Aleva Heights? It's like, quote unquote, the private school reject school.
There's a lot of them like that.
Yo!
There's a lot of those private school reject schools. I tell you what, that's a good question. I don't know if it was Assets. It might be.
No, I think it might be Assets. I think they closed down too, right?
Probably.
But anyway. Probably.
But yes, that was on the weekend.
That was
as far as I take time. Saw that. Saw the documentary on Glow.
Oh, there's a documentary.
About
I gotta watch the real...
That was an excellent documentary.
Did you watch Glow?
I still have yet to finish this series. The documentary is going to put all the pieces together.
Right.
Because it is not a total recreation of that show, the Glow TV show.
Right.
So the documentary goes into where are they now?
Yes.
The actual characters. And it's great. And you get to see them all. And Mount Fiji and
yeah, oh,
they're all there.
They actually interview them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh,
highly recommend that. So if you're into the GLOW series,
right,
and you want to learn more about it, or if you grew up watching it as a kid like we did,
yeah,
excellent document. Yeah, excellent document.
What was it on? What channel was it on? You remember Channel 4? Was it KITV?
Yeah, it would be on like various during the afternoon.
It's random.
Random. Yeah. It lasted all the way to 1990.
Wow.
Yeah. And awesome. I watched it. It was great. Cause, I mean, well, I always thought like I was watching it for the girls because
yeah,
you know, I
like wrestling. Yeah, look at that. You're like, ooh,
sorry, I'm, you know, yeah. And Tina Ferrari, Hollywood. That was my top two. They were nice. They were the cutest ones. Tina Ferrari, who became Ivory in the WWE.
Wow.
3-time women's champion.
Wow.
She was the one infamous coming to Blaisdell, and she was fighting this other girl. Her name it was a Holly girl. She was wrestling. I don't remember, but she got on the mic and she's like, you guys can't support her. You know why? Because she's a Howley.
Well, she said that.
And she's like, never mind her, pretty much is what she was saying. It was great. She talked great on the mic. She was very
this
funny.
This was the early 90s.
No, this is like late 90s.
Oh, late 90s.
She was there during Stone Cold Rock era.
Wow.
She lasted all the way to the 2000s.
What is she doing now? Where are they now?
She's just retired. She looks the same.
Mm. Oh.
She looks great still. Wow, she was in the Hall of Fame.
And,
but she was one of the best talkers, women wrestler talkers.
She transferred that over.
She transferred that over excellently. Wow. Yes. So that was on the weekend.
Speaking of women and sports,
yeah.
Take time, waste time. The University of Hawaii Wahine volleyball team.
Wow.
What? Is ushering their new coach.
Oh.
Robin Amo Santos.
Yes.
So you think there's more pressure on her because she's taking over the Dave Shoji?
Dave Shoji, yes.
Yeah.
Well, clearly. Because you have that mystique of Dave Shoji. Yeah. He's a legendary guy in this town.
So do you think she's going to do good?
It depends on what her type of coaching style will be. Will she go business as usual coaching style, or will she do her own different take on it? I mean, she probably will have her own different
take on it.
Being a female, I don't know. Will she be able to relate better to the players as a female or not? There's a lot of questions there.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, well, I don't really know. I know they lost their two top players. They got a young squad. My question is, will she be able to bring in the recruits
that
Shoji bought in? You know what I mean? Because we had some pretty bangers, dude. You know what I mean?
So it comes down to how are they recruiting?
Recruiting.
How did Dave Shoji do it as opposed to now? Is there a method to this? Is there a formula that they use? Do they just sell it as Hawaii?
Right. Because before it's like you go to Dave Shoji.
Yeah.
And that's like the sell, you know?
Yeah.
You're playing for the coach.
Yeah.
I think he might be the second winningest coach. I don't think he's the first yet.
Oh, he's not?
I think he might be like a couple wins or under. You can check that out. But, so that's what I mean. Like, they played, you know what I mean? Like, if I had a daughter, my daughter played volleyball.
Mm.
Shoot, Hawaii would be my first choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You play for Hawaii.
Yeah.
But now it's like, do you look elsewhere? Because it could be rebuilding. Will it be business as usual? I don't know. I think there's a lot of pressure because this has been such a perennial powerhouse where we've basically won every year.
Yeah.
We've won the regular season and the tournament.
I mean, it's just a legendary.
For 20 years.
Right.
But we all somehow screwed up.
It's UH. Yeah, we screwed up.
Yeah.
So here we go. Dave Shoji's record here as of 2013, it was 1,107 wins, 185 losses.
Wow.
One tie. How do you tie in volleyball? Maybe the rafters came down.
Maybe there's a clum gym, bruh.
Clum gym break.
And they forgot to pay the electricity bill.
And they say, okay, good night.
Everybody, party, tie.
Maybe, right? So he is the winningest coach.
Oh, he is?
In Division I women's volleyball.
Okay, there you go.
Breaking the record, yes. Former UCLA coach. Andy Bonachowski.
Maybe that's why he left, because he finally broke it. He's like, shoots.
Yeah, exactly.
And his two boys play. They're freaking like all-stars and like...
Yeah, his younger son, Eric Shoji.
Yep.
Played for Stanford's volleyball team.
And they're both like Olympians.
Kavika Shoji.
Yep.
Three-year starting setter for Stanford.
Yeah, ballers.
That's a pretty good chain of...
Smart kids. Life. They didn't go to Hawaii.
Yes.
I mean, men's volleyball, you know.
Yeah, what's up with men's volleyball? How many teams are left? Like 10 teams or something? They just play each other again?
Men's volleyball is like, I think there's like 20 teams in the nation.
Yeah, what is that about?
But then the funny part is, men's volleyball is the one sport you can go overseas and make bank. There's it's full of Greece, all those like European, Brazil, and like you can play for all these club teams.
Indoor beach volleyball.
Indoor.
Indoor volleyball. But I'm sure there's beach volleyball.
Yeah, there's bank, but not in the United States.
Right.
The United States is football, basketball, baseball. We all know that.
Yeah.
And then like the bastard children are like, what, hockey, volleyball, badminton,
soccer. Nah.
Yeah. Which I don't get, because Hawaii has like 5 billion soccer teams.
Yeah.
I have no idea why we don't produce more pro soccer players.
Why is that? Why don't we have a soccer team? A pro soccer team. Would anybody go to that?
I think we should have a Big Three team.
Well, the Big Three, what, basketball?
Yeah.
Well, that's Ice Cube's thing, though. There's no franchises, though.
What?
It's not cities.
Right. Oh, it's not cities.
It's just them calling themselves names. Yeah.
Well, you should have somebody, because you only have to fly 6 people, right? Like.
Well, yeah. But they all come, they all go together.
Right.
They all fly together. All the teams fly together to different.
Oh, so it's like all the teams will go to this city.
It's like the circus. Oh. They're all going to one time.
Oh, I didn't
all
know
the
that.
Other town. Yeah, yeah. All the games are played on one day.
Oh, so I watched it. It was good.
So it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I finally watched my first Big Three.
Yeah, it's a different deal. I mean, well, speaking of that, Allen Iverson's been in some hot water lately.
Oh, yeah.
Because he disappeared. And he has a team. He's a player coach. And he disappeared. He just came out with an apology to Ice Cube saying, hey, sorry, man. So he's still got demons going on, that guy. But yes. Big Three is still going to go on without him.
Yeah, no, it's good. I totally forget who I was watching. Had a tractor trailer on the team. And he's... He's a big boy, but he can still move.
Robert
a lot
Traylor?
Of these guys, yeah.
Didn't he die?
Did he die?
Wait a minute.
Bro. I seen that tractor trailer, dude, on the
you
Big Three.
Up people dying.
There we go, bro. Did he die?
Robert Traylor, Wikipedia, tractor trailer. Was an American professional, which means if I click the Wikipedia.
He's still alive, bro.
2011.
Oh, he died.
You seen the ghost?
Who was the big dude? But there's a big guy. I swear, it was tractor. Rest in peace, tractor trailer. Oh god, it was big country.
You watching ghosts, bro?
But anyway, there's a big dude on it. Anyway, it was good. Right. AI, my thing on him is lose money, bro.
I think so.
Lose money. Anyway, moving along.
Okay, what you got?
What else we got? We're gonna go down the line here. Boom, 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 boom. I had a bunch of stuff passing. Oh, there we go.
There you go. They're coming.
They're coming. Everybody come.
Everybody make.
Angels.
Yes.
Yes. Your wife posted it up? Your guys' team. You are the number one fans of the Angels.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Of Anaheim.
Yes.
Right.
Mike Trout's birthday.
And?
Turned 26.
He hit what?
And he hit 1,000 hits.
That is amazing.
At 26.
26-year-old, 1,000 hits. Pete Rose is like, high five, let's go Vegas.
He is doing something with his time.
Right,
because
right.
Pete Rose is in hot water too, believe it.
Oh, yeah.
He's in hot water for like raping a girl. He has all kind of trouble. But
that guy, dude.
But Pete Rose, never mind.
Never mind.
Mike Trout,
dude.
He's an interesting phenomenon because, okay, he's clearly an insanely good player.
Yes.
Greatest of our generation.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's right around
greater there. Than, I mean, A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the level of better than A-Rod.
He's on the level
better than Bonds.
He's on the level of being the best player.
The best player of all
time.
That's
basically what everybody says he's going to be.
But let's look on the other end of this.
Okay.
Angels have only been to the playoffs with Mike Trout one time.
So what happens then?
That's why in baseball it does not work when you have that player. Like, it's like having Michael Jordan, but the Bulls never go to the playoffs.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way. It's a team effort more than anything. Any sport, you need to have a collective effort of pitching. You need to have a collective effort of every position needs to be, they know their role.
Right.
And they never got it figured out. The owner's crazy.
Need to change the coach? What do you think?
It's Mike Socha. He's been there for thousands of years.
Right.
He's finally going to be, his contract's up next year.
Mm.
They need to move on from him.
Okay.
And I think personally, in order for the Angels to win, they need to trade him.
Ooh, trade Trout.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you get a whole bunch of assets.
Right.
Minor league stars galore.
Where you can go? Yankees and win. They do, right? They like peace out, go to the Yankees, and then the Yankees end up winning with them.
Along the lines of that. Well, you look at either in baseball, either you just buy,
right.
And you buy them all up.
Right.
Because there's no cap in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can buy them all. Or you build through the minor leagues.
You farm them.
That's how the Giants won.
Cubs.
So
yeah.
The Angels have no farm league. The farm league is in the toilet.
Sucks.
Because they gave up because they tried signing all these guys. Because
right.
when you sign a free agent, you give up draft picks.
Right.
It's weird like that. So they signed Pujols.
Yeah.
And after that, Pujols, downhill. Because they just gave up asset after asset.
It's like a sideshow almost. Just watching home runs.
That's it. And all their pitchers are going through Tommy John surgery. If you guys don't know what Tommy John is, that's basically you're out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Your tendons are dead in your throwing arm. So they have no pitching, no farm system. They just have Trout, this great player on this team that's right now, they're 2 games under .500.
Oh.
They ain't going nowhere.
So what do you think about the Dodgers? This is Ron MLB.
Okay, Dodgers
are murdering it right now. Yeah.
Phenomenal. They have, it's World Series or bust.
Yeah, it's true, man.
It has to be. And they're going to go up against the Astros. Because the Astros are the top team in American League.
Oh, I didn't know I slept on the Astros.
Astros are killing it, too.
Ooh.
So you'll be Houston, LA, World Series.
Are you an Astros fan?
No.
I mean, I was thinking maybe you like, you know, like you Angels.
Think. Right. Astros. I've given that consideration before.
Yeah, to like...
But it was the wife that got me into the Angels. So, because I never really had a solid baseball team. I watch. Yeah.
Oh, so your wife was an Angels fan before you guys met?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
So that's how she got me into baseball more so.
Wow.
Because I was Oilers. Right. I was Rockets. Right. So people would automatically assume, oh, I should just be... I'm just a Houstonian.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just didn't want to put... I didn't want to be it that way. So I left it blank. Okay. Until now. So,
left it blank. There you go. Fill it in, bro. Right. Anyway, moving along. What you got? Yes. You have anything else in the sports world? I got another one.
You do? Really?
Yes. Usain Bolt lost.
Yes, he did.
He lost, bro.
Yes, he did. I see
his
this
final right. 100. He lost. Third place. Not even second. To Gatling.
Gatling.
Yeah.
That was his name.
That's his name.
He's going to lose sooner or later.
Yeah, but this is like his last one. And he lost to the guy that got...
Oh, this was his last one.
His last 100.
Got it.
So then he lost, but he lost to the guy that got caught for doping a few times. So it's one of those ones like, I don't know. See, he's not supposed to lose. So it's kind of like Michael Phelps losing. That's kind of how the feeling is.
Okay, right.
Because Usain Bolt's been dominant where if you watch, and the thing is when I seen the race, I watched like when they were at the starting block.
Yeah.
Dude, it just looked at his hair. I'm not saying you judge it on someone's hair, but his hair was all boss, bro. It wasn't smooth. Like, he didn't have a clean cut. You see gray hairs coming out. Yeah. So already I'm like, yo, that's like a loser haircut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to go like, okay.
Didn't seem ready.
Right. Like, when you do your job, you get your haircut every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Right? For your job, you need to do that. Because nobody wants Cavett the Catalyst training them. That doesn't look good. You're like, what do you know? But you, your haircut, clean, boom, 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 bam.
Well, it's all right? Part of, you know.
Yeah. So like Usain Bolt, when I seen him at the starting block, I was like, yo, bro looks shabby, dude. He didn't have a clean fade. See gray hair sticking out. And I was like,
we had a long night.
And then he lost. So I'm like,
then more than meets the eye then.
Maybe he's just over it, you know?
Maybe.
Because you look good, you feel good, you play good.
No, that's the observation.
Psyche, right? Sports psyche.
No, exactly right.
So he lost. I mean, I don't know if this is his last race, but I think it was his last race wasn't the World Cup or something, but
yeah, what was that? It's like some kind of a World Championship.
Gold,
some
sort. The gold medal.
The gold medal games. There you go. GMG, bro.
GMG.
So I got one last one here for you.
Okay.
Jersey sales for the National Football League.
Oh.
Now they always come out with this just to periodically.
Marcus Mariota number one.
Let me just say this.
Oh, okay.
Just write down. Okay. So this is the top highest selling jerseys of the off season.
Okay.
Usually that changes because when players move to different teams, jersey sales go up. So this is a good one to look at. So the number one off season jersey is Tom Brady.
Oh, of course.
Number two is Marshawn Lynch, because of him going to the Raiders.
Raiders are
strong following. So pretty much all of California. Now there's a map here that shows it all. So I'll show you this map. So all of the West Coast is Marshawn Lynch.
Wow, all the West Coast.
The entire West Coast, Marshawn Lynch. From Washington to California to Utah, Alaska.
The Mormons love Marshawn Lynch.
Yes. So then that takes us to the Hawaii.
What are we, bro?
And the number one jersey in Hawaii is not Marcus Mariota. It is Tom Brady.
Oh, my God, bro.
Why?
I don't know if that's true, though. I see more Mariota than Brady.
I see more Raiders than any of that, too.
That's...
Who's wearing a Brady jersey in Hawaii?
I've maybe seen one.
Explain that one. What is that about?
I only know two New England fans.
I know.
Which is...
two as well.
S-double-O and then my brother.
Really?
That's it, yeah. So you two guys I've known forever.
You guys buying up all the jerseys, bro. You guys buying them up from the pallets.
Big checks, bro.
You guys bypassing Razor Concepts. You waiting them at the docks. Going right at Matson. You say, Matson, you get the knife. And you go, give me the jersey. What do you want from me? Put them in the bag right
put
here.
Put them in, bro.
Top jersey, Tom Brady and Hawaii. From Kalihi to Kahalu, everybody loves Tom Brady, bro.
Oh, there we go, bro. Not Bottomachus, Tom Brady.
From IHOP Mililani to IHOP Waikiki, yep. Tom Brady.
This is like a trifecta. That's it. All the way to IHOP Kahuku.
All Kahuku.
When they close on Sundays.
Wow. But if Tom Brady was there, they're going to open.
They're going to open, bro.
Open up everything Sunday because Tom Brady's
Tom
here,
Brady,
bro.
Not even Mormon, bro.
Doesn't matter. You're the number one. Everyone in Hawaii loves.
There you go.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
You should make a shirt. You should make a light sleeper shirt.
Everybody loves Tom Brady?
Just throw a swerve. People are going to think, oh, you're going to make the Mariota shirt. No. Tom Brady
Tom
shirt.
Tom Brady. We should do
Tom
that.
Tom Brady, number one. Marcus Mariota, never mind. So I'm baffled by that one. Sorry.
I have because I've never seen anybody wear one.
Nope. So that's that.
Oh, boy.
That is that. You got anything else?
The rail, bruh. They're like shortfall of $1 trillion.
Waste time. Those guys are waste time. The rail's waste time.
What the heck do you... I'm just so confused on the money that is put into this thing. And it's like it's gone so far where it has to be done. So where is this money coming from to do this?
That's why they're trying to make up all these kind of different types of ways to pay for the rail by the Beaky bikes, for example, raising taxes on something else, for example. They're not going to have enough money. They're not going to have enough money to do this. My prediction.
So what you think prediction. Of this? What year do you think they're going to finish it?
Whenever that year may be, the rail will be on the ground. They're going to bring it to the ground.
What are they going to do with all those big...
No, from out there, but then they're going to take it to Middle Street and put it to the ground.
Oh.
And come down because it's just not going to be able to dig.
It's going to just come like...
It's going to be on the streets.
Okay.
Because it's... The amount of digging and they're finding stuff when they dig,
right?
And this and that, it's just stupid. And of course, it's visually, everybody's gonna be pissed off because it's not pleasing to the eye.
Right.
They're gonna have to widen the sidewalk.
Yep.
Widen the streets. I mean, and
they should have widened the streets to start with. To solve this problem.
Well.
Make more lanes where you get fined if you move out. You know, like in LA, where it's like you have to be going at this amount of speed.
Right.
Right, you know, like there's so much different things, and it's funny because what's the name of that guy that ran for mayor and governor that was anti-rail? He has a weird Greek last name.
Oh, Panos.
Panos.
Yeah.
I used to think the guy was a loony.
He was.
But the guy was.
He's right.
He's right.
He just had bad marketing. He
did.
He shouldn't have come off as a crazy weirdo.
Yeah, but the thing is, his crazy weirdo was him basically yelling at us, "Don't do the rail. Don't do the rail. Don't do the rail."
And he is correct.
And he was correct this whole time. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous. And that's where that's going to be. And that's it. And that is it as far as the rail goes. There's nothing else that's going to be solved from that. That and get rid of uninsured drivers.
Bruh.
That's your number one, I think you should attack.
They gotta do that,
bruh. Get them out of there. That'll lessen the cars. And there you have it.
Do you have anything else for Take Time, Waste Time, new Target store in Ala Moana? Waste time.
I mean, it's going to work. I think it'll work.
But you live in town, so you have to order to Moanalua to Salt Lake for Target, right?
I'd rather go to Target than Walmart.
True that.
Walmart's a third world country.
Okay. What do you think about the monk seals in Waikiki?
You know...
Why are people so, like...
Okay, yeah.
Like, captivated?
If the big story in Jawaii is the monk seals, then I guess we're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, true.
I think we're doing okay. We have no big problems.
Right.
Because if that's all we're going to be fascinated by, then I think we're doing all
right. Right.
Me personally, I give a damn.
Okay.
I don't care. That's just nature.
Right. Yeah,
it happens, okay? It's happened before.
Like, you look all cool and then you walk away.
Correct.
Right? It's like, oh.
I'm not going to be like, what are they doing now? Can we go back tomorrow and see what they're doing now? What
I about then? I tripped out because the little cub got trapped in an auditorium.
Yeah.
So that bugger like did one like hulimaka flip over,
yeah.
Got stuck, and then the whatever those guys, ocean guys, dudes, girls,
yeah.
Grabbed them and threw them back with the mom.
Oh.
Which,
interesting.
Are they supposed to do that? It's just to let nature do its thing. That's why I'm like trying to figure out like, was, you know
let
what I mean?
Nature
like,
do its thing.
Yes. Maybe he's supposed to figure out how to get out himself.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? Or,
yes.
That's why I was kind of bugging out like, us as humans, like, they're not. He's technically not in danger, in any danger.
Yep.
He got in there.
Yep.
So he's got to find his way out.
Yep.
So it's almost parallel to how the millennials are being soft, and like, you know, the award for everything.
Allergies.
Yeah, everything. You know,
awards
yeah.
for everything. Just let them eat.
Yeah.
Let them figure it out themselves.
But that's why I felt like maybe this was the leaving. I have no idea. People might go crazy because, you know, this kind of topic. Hawaii might get nuts. But I'm like, let the little dude figure out himself,
let him
right?
Let him be.
You know, let the mom go grab him. Hey, get over here. You know what I mean? But right. No, the friggin' ocean chick had to grab him and throw him over there. Oh, be with your mom. It's like, it was actually a Holly girl. What if the mom was like, hey, just, you know, figure him out, boy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
People always got to get in people's way.
Yeah.
People got to just learn. People doing their own thing. Just get out of there.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Opened again,
brah. How you feeling about Dunkin' Donuts? Good coffee, though. Good coffee.
Really?
Yes.
I tried it.
You tried it? You didn't like it?
The one I made at home.
Oh.
I don't know if the fresh one
just
is better. Try.
I haven't gone there yet because it's lines. You know Hawaii and this any kind.
Okay.
Why didn't you support Dunkin' Donuts when it was open 10 years ago?
Correct. Which is what I'm going to say is this. By what day it is? August 9,
yeah.
2017.
Right.
By August 9, 2018, Dunkin' Donuts closed down. Again. It doesn't work. People, for some reason, Hawaii people just don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
They're not going to go and buy these
donuts.
So
this is all hype right now.
It's all the hype.
Hey, donuts.
It's a new place. Oh, it's new. What they have over here? Donut. Oh, I never seen donut before.
Well, donut and coffee. Oh, what a grand idea. A
couple months later, they're just going to go back to Safeway or 7-Eleven, buy
go.
Their glazed donut
Food
over there.
Foodland, bruh.
Foodland Times
M&M
Market.
M&M Bakery, bruh.
They're not
going
to buy. Go all the way over there. So never mind already. Never mind Dunkin' Donuts. And then you guys going to complain when Dunkin' Donuts leaves.
Ugh.
Same people that like Arby's. It's the same people. Oh, Arby's is so good. Arby's open in Ala Moana. Arby's open in Kahala.
Shut down.
Where were you guys then? Okay.
But guess where it's thriving?
West Side.
Waipahu, brah.
Arby's. Windward Mall. Yeah. All doing well over there. And then people all complain in town. Well, how come we're going to go all the way over there? It was over here.
Now, you know what's funny? Is Arby's is better quality food than McDonald's, Jack in the Box.
People
Taco Bell.
People don't want to go.
And they thriving in the more less affluent communities. I love Arby's thing. Arby's is great.
Arby's is great.
Roast beef sandwich, dude, is bomb, dude.
And granted, I mean, Arby's had a great location in Kala Mall. The location in Ala Moana was not good.
So there's no Arby's in town.
Nope.
Damn, I could eat some Arby's right now.
There's no Wendy's in town. People always love Wendy's.
There's a new Wendy's in Waipio, bro. Brand new, bro. And guess what? When they opened up, had one line.
See?
And guess what? You go 3 miles over in Kunia, get on Wendy's over there for 20 years, bro. So why are you waiting in line at a new Wendy's when literally you could drive 5 minutes to Kunia and there's an old Wendy's? Hawaii, bro. What?
What are you guys doing?
That's why I was like, wait, when I drove by, it's a nice Wendy's. Beautiful.
Okay.
Clean, bro. Nice.
It's new.
New. Okay. Then I drive by all the time. Drove by again, line, bruh. A line for Wendy's. Why is there a line for Wendy's?
Waste time.
We're like 5 minutes away.
There's another Wendy's.
Oh. Hawaii, bruh. You're killing me.
I
don't even think it's Hawaii. I think it's just people.
It's people.
They just want to be exclusive. Like, oh, you went to the new Wendy's. Oh, I did, bruh. What you got? Frosty? You don't you get Frosty? Oh, right on.
Local people, Hawaii people like new stuff. They want to see the new thing. And then once it's new, they go back to their Korean takeout.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to do.
So where's the Sonic, though? Weren't the football players...
They're coming.
Supposed to bring Sonic? This has been, two, 3 years already?
Yeah, I don't know what's
Sonic happening. Would kill it. I wouldn't wait in line, but I definitely would be excited to have Sonic.
We shall see. I mean, well, another factor that we didn't bring up is in town, rent or finding locations is harder.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more.
Right.
So I'm thinking the cost is a factor.
Right.
Why we don't see these things in town.
Right.
I mean, figure Arby's is in Ala Moana. Ala Moana, who knows what astronomical price the rent is for there.
But do you know where the Dairy Queen was?
Yeah.
Ala Moana? You know what's there now?
No, what is it?
Jack in a Box, bruh.
Oh, that's
so
right.
There's nothing in that whole block.
Yeah.
There's like Satellite City and nothing.
Yeah. And Barnes & Noble,
nothing.
Satellite City.
Nothing, then blank, 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 blank. Jack in a Box, blank, 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 Macy's.
Yeah.
So I trip out that what strategic or... You know what I mean? Like,
they're just trying to get in the mall any way possible.
Yeah, what did Jack in the Box say? Like, you know what? Yep, we'll be right there.
I mean, if you ask Jack in the Box, would they want to be in the food court rather than that spot? They say, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they're just trying to get in there somehow. And that's what Arby's tried to do, and I think it went down. I think if Arby's was in the food court.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I think food court is probably prime real estate for a restaurant, right?
But
you want to get in the food court.
I heard stories of that place with the hugest rats up in there.
I don't doubt it.
I had friends that used to work over there. Schlotsky's Deli, bruh. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They Schlotsky's Deli is... But the rats being as big as a sandwich, walking around, chilling.
That's what rats means, bro. Probably. They got the cigarettes from Korea Moku. They walked over there. Schlotsky is another word for rat, is what that is. Schlotsky sounds like a rat.
Hey, what's your name, boo? Schlotsky's the rat.
Right? That's a sequel to Ratatouille, bro. Schlotsky.
You can imagine a rat smoking a cigarette just watching you make sub sandwiches. Oh, what's up? What you making today? I don't know, salami or salad. I'll be back later on when you guys close.
Okay, shoot.
Shoots. Check you later.
There you go.
Thanks,
man. Smoke break after. Okay.
You like me for smoke break.
I spoke with you.
I just stole and packed from Korea Moku, bro.
Right, come on. Go smoke with me. Yeah. Come with me. Smoke with me, smoking.
It'll smoke you with the rat. God. What the hell?
Well, okay. I won't be going to the food court now.
Last thing I want to talk about. All right. And take that and waste time. And it just popped up on my feed. Dunkin' Donuts worker allegedly refuses to serve officers.
What? Oh,
detectives say the Dunkin' Donuts clerk ignored them instead of taking the next person in line.
Oh, they were like, why?
That's awesome.
What was the reasoning, though? Did he give a reason?
But the fact that cops is in a donut shop.
I'm not going to serve you cops.
There you go.
Yeah, cops and donuts.
And then they didn't reserve them.
You know, if there's ever a story to end out this week, that's going to be it. That's going to be it. That is jam up. All jam up.
They waited in line. He said, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I know
he
what
said, I know, but I don't serve cops, the employee said.
Oh, God. All right, well, take a stand, bro. Take a stand.
Yep. It's pretty classic, though. Because, you know, like 7-Eleven? You ever notice how cops act in 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
They just walk in, free Slurpee, free shake, but they pull the Musubis out, they look at you, like, hey, how's it? We're stealing something.
Yeah. And that's it?
Dunkin' Donuts don't fly here, bro. Wow. We don't serve your kind.
Wow. Crazy. I want to see this guy. I got to look up what this guy look like. They're probably not going to show the guy.
They're not going to show the guy, though. It's a Dunkin'. Okay. I'd like to make this clear. It's a Dunkin' Donuts in Brooklyn, New York,
there
baby.
You go. Hipster town.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they pay pictures of
baby. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like cops, because Brooklyn, nobody likes cops in Brooklyn, man.
Nobody likes cops in Brooklyn, bro. The Popo, Lords of Brooklyn.
The Pigs.
Brooklyn Dodgers, Crooklyn Dodgers, yeah. Master Ace.
They all don't like them.
Everybody don't like the cops.
Everybody all upset, bro.
And who wants to see cops waiting in line at a donut shop?
That is true.
So, right? So the bug goes
like... Might as well.
So basically, the guy admitted, I don't serve cops. How's that?
He's taking a stand. Good for you, bro.
And on that note, we're going to end it with one more.
I got it.
Colin Kaepernick, bro. Oh. Take time, waste time. Here we go. All right. Last one of the day. He's breathing right now, people. Deep sighs of something.
You know, there's all these angles with why he's not signed. Right. We all know that.
What's your angle, bro?
We all know it. There is rumor that he was playing the race card to get signed with another team, which I hope is not the case.
Uh-oh.
But after all of this, I think he will be a Raven. I think that's the rumor now. Is he going to be a Raven? He's going to play with Harbaugh.
Okay.
Just sign him up. Be done with it. Why are they just going after this one guy? Weren't there multiple guys who were kneeling?
Right.
Didn't at the end of the season, pretty much half the league was kneeling?
Yeah,
Why aren't we getting all mad at them?
Yeah.
Why is it only him? Because he was the first one.
Yeah.
Waste time. Kaepernick, just focus on your game.
Do you think he even has game, though?
He's still
been
young.
Terrible since Harbaugh left.
He has been terrible.
Right.
Harbaugh was the factor why he got terrible. Coach. So now, if he goes with maybe his brother, who's the coach of the Ravens.
Right.
Now
he can maybe talk story. He can talk story.
He can pretend that was the other Harbaugh.
Right.
And then, and he's got a no pressure gig anyway. He's going to be a backup.
Right.
And the Ravens need a backup to Flacco.
Right.
Flacco is getting bussed up a lot lately.
Right.
So just, it's like a good second shot. He just needed to get out of San Fran.
And you know what cures all that? What cures racism? What cures rapism? What cures murderism?
Yes.
Winning, brah.
Pretty much.
You win, people forget that you stab somebody.
Yep.
Right? But you win, forget that people. You know, that you rape somebody. You win, you forget that you gambled on your team. You win. That's what they say. Win, baby, win. That's kind of sad.
It is. It cures all
but
situations.
But if Kaepernick gets in there and he starts winning,
yeah,
throwing touchdowns, running for 100 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it just... But that's what I would tell him, though. If I was a coach, I'd be like, bruh, come on, sign you up. But you know what? If you don't win, cut.
Right. I mean, and if it's a thing going on with the owners that are blackballing him because of this, I mean...
Well, majority of them are Holly owners.
Right. And, so. And everybody just got so furious about this, which they took this way out of proportion with the whole kneeling thing. And it's a tough one. I think he will get a second shot.
I hope he gets a second shot, and I hope he performs. So shut up, everybody.
Yeah. That's the main thing.
He needs to perform. Just perform. Correct. Colin Kaepernick, perform. Think about Nevada versus Hawaii. We used to run rickshaw all over our defense.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about you playing Hawaii, University of Hawaii, every game. You win every time.
That's true. He needs to just refocus on his game.
Yes. Okay, you made your stance. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Okay. Point taken.
That's it.
Play damn football. Because that's what gave you the platform to start with.
Correct.
So play the game.
Play the game.
Play the game.
Bypass all of it.
Wait, and one more topic. That's even more important than this.
Bruh. Yes, go.
And I'm surprised you never brought it up because this is your team. And one third of it. How much do you have in your bank account right now?
One third.
So you can buy one third of the Tennessee Titans, bruh.
Well, okay.
For sale on the block. Who's your group, bruh? You, Urban Joint.
Shout out to Urban Joint.
Shout out to
Smack
Urban
Daddy.
Smack Daddy. You guys can get collect all the pennies, bro.
Okay.
Buy one third.
This is what's going on with this.
Tell me, bro.
The Adams family, go figure, owns... This is real, not the show. They own the team, okay? So a third of the shares is going to be sold. That's the sister.
Right.
So what they're going to do is Amy Adams is the controlling... She's the figurehead. She's the one that comes out. She's just going to, I would think, buy the remaining shares so she becomes the majority owner.
Oh, okay.
Because in the NFL, you want majority owners. They like majority owners. They don't like a conglomerate of people. Right. They don't like how Brooklyn Nets with 20 guys and then Jay-Z. They want just one guy.
Right.
Every team, one guy. So ideally, it would be she buys those remaining shares and that's it. So I nobody like a Peyton Manning is going to come out of the woodwork.
Right.
And be like, I want in. They cannot.
So the person who owns the one third is selling it.
That's her sister.
Oh.
Yeah. So the sister, and it's all in oil. All these guys making money through oil companies, right?
Right, right?
So unless Peyton Manning wants to get into oil,
right,
which I doubt he will, he's gonna have to buy the oil company, which will then buy the shares, which will then make him the minority owner, which they're not gonna want anyway.
That's what I wanted to hear to break down, bro.
Right. So you're gonna have Amy Adams is gonna buy the remaining shares from her sister, is what we think, and then that's it. It's not like the Houston Rockets, another team that is my favorite team, is being sold.
The whole team?
The whole thing is being sold. There's no
shares.
Why, is it
not profitable? Or?
It's very profitable.
So why would you want to sell it? Because it's profitable.
Because it's you sell high.
Right.
So he's smart. He's going to get up to $2 billion.
Ooh.
Easily $2 billion. So with that, he's selling the team outright. So then they're going to find now not only one guy, but a conglomerate of players. Like that's why you have Olajuwon trying to get a bunch of people together, Mutombo trying to get a bunch of people together. Beyonce, trying to get a bunch of people together. I personally think that would be the best bet for it to have Beyonce as a figurehead.
Wow.
Yes, because think of it, you're going to be playing for Beyonce. You can say my boss is Beyonce.
Wow,
that is going to how.
So can Beyonce get a group together to buy the whole team?
I don't see why not. Yeah, and she'll just have like a 10% stake in it.
Her, Jay-Z.
Well, Jay-Z can't be a part of it because he has an agency. He's a sports agent.
That's right.
That's why he dropped out of Brooklyn Nets. So Beyonce's not affiliated with that. So then she can go get a bunch of people, and then that's it. And then we put her as the figurehead.
And then she would literally be the most powerfulest woman in the
next
world.
Next to Oprah.
I mean, next to Oprah.
She could get Oprah to help buy the Rockets.
Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of what the situation is with that.
Wow.
So it's a process where they're gonna want to keep the team in Houston. They want it to be a Houston owner. They want to be somebody who lives in Houston.
Oh, there you go.
So you got several oil tycoons going for it. You got a grocery store guy who's wanting to make a bid for it. He owns all the grocery stores. It's a company in Texas.
Second Save, Texas.
Something like that, yes. So, Times Market, Texas.
Times Texas, baby.
So something like that, and that's so different situation than the Titans.
Oh, there you go.
You want majority owner Rockets, you're going to probably have a conglomerate.
Yes.
Like all the Dodgers, they have a conglomerate.
Right.
Magic Johnson is there, several other guys, they own the Dodgers, right? So same thing with the Rockets. And that is the financial world.
Woo! Sleep time's over. Have it the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Season 5, episode 6.
Guam, no worries.
Guam's no worries. Right. We got you tomorrow. No
tomorrow, not
Guamanian.
Yes.
Shout out to Truist, John Truist.
Thank you, yeah. Thanks for John
Sneaker
Truist.
Breakdown.
All right.
And then, check us all out on Sleep Time's Over.
Facebook,
iTunes.
IG, iTunes, YouTube channel.
Automatic YouTube channel. SoundCloud, I gotta just upload more episodes.
Upload more. This was supposed to be a short episode, but it's turned into...
Nah, it's good. It's a good...
A longer one. Because I gotta go bathroom
already. Well, yeah, me too. It's about 1 hour and 10 minutes. So not too bad.
Go figure.
Sleep Time's Over.
There you go. Woo! That's it.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.